Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Are you going to be okay?
I'll be fine.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dollar.
Where's Luther?
Oh, he's cleaning out his stuff. He said he stopped by when he was done.
Well, that's liable to take a while. He's got 28 years to pack up.
Well, I guess that's everything.
That's all your stuff?
I cleaned out my locker. That's all there was. I thought there was a lot more. Wonder where everything goes. Look, it's not like we're saying goodbye here, right?
Are you all packed up at home?
Yeah, movers came this morning. If you find anything of mine, you know where to send it, right?
You betcha. Aberdeen College, care of head coach Van Dam. Good luck, buddy.
Thanks, Abe.
You've been great, Luther.
Thanks, Dolph.
Take care of yourself, Luther. You call us when you get there.
Okay. Yeah, I'll see you. You know, I better check out of those sofa cushions. I sat there once in a while.
Oh, boy.
Look at this, Hayden. Benotto's Pizza.
Oh, man. Hey, that place closed, what, 4 or 5 years ago?
Well, that's a shame. They were the best. Remember how many nights we stayed up late watching game films, just you and me, and we'd call Benotto's, they'd deliver a pie.
Still the best.
My office? All of this?
Sure.
My God, it's like the Ponderosa.
We just put in a new phone system for you. And over here is your bathroom.
My own bathroom? My God, wow. Where I coach, if we had doors on the stalls, it was a luxury.
Well, I'm sure glad you like it, Coach. Oh, may I call you Luther?
Call me Coach.
Okay, Coach. This is your closet. And this... this is for you.
Oh, oh boy. You.
I think it's a perfect fit.
It sure is. Does it come with pants?
Sorry, I was on my break. I'm Penny. You must be Coach Van Dam.
Penny is your personal secretary. Well, I guess I'll let Penny pick up where I left off.
Okay.
I hope you don't mind, Coach, but the team is dying to meet you. They'll be up in a couple of minutes.
All right.
Once again, welcome aboard. It's just great having you here.
Well, it's good to be here. I got a coat.
So, should we go over the phone?
Okay.
It's pretty basic. This button is speakerphone, this is speed dial, this is intercom, and this is voicemail.
Well, that's very suspicious.
This button will connect you to my office, and maybe you'd like some coffee or a cold drink?
Drink, cold drink, cold drink. It'll be good.
I'll be right back.
Okay. Hey, this is Luther. How you doing? You would not believe the office I got here. It is huge. Yeah, boy. I got like wall-to-wall carpeting and drapes, coasters, and oh, Hayden. I got a secretary. Penny. Oh, you wouldn't believe that. She makes Miss Thorkelson look like Mrs. Thorkelson. Oh, what other thing? Wait, hold on a minute. I'm going to put you on a speakerphone. Speakerphone, hold on. Are you there?
You don't have to yell, Luther.
Hey, hold on a minute. Now listen to this. Listen to this. Guess what else I got?
The runs?
That was my own men's room.
Here you go, Coach Van Dam.
Did you hear that, Hayden? It's Penny. Penny, I want you to say hello to my best friend, Hayden Fox. He's here on the
Oh. Hello.
Hi, Penny.
Tell him what you're wearing.
Luther!
I'm just excited to be here.
Coach Van Dam, the team is here whenever you're ready.
Okay. Did you hear that? My team is here, Hayden.
Well, that's great. Hey, Penny, are you still there?
Yeah.
He didn't mean it.
My name is Coach Van Dam. What's my name?
Coach Van Dam.
You're with me. That's good. Since this is our first day, I think it's important that you should know a little bit about my coaching philosophy. I spent the last 28 years with Hayden Fox. That's not to say we're one and the same person. Coach Fox has his style. I've got my style. I think that a coach and his players should be like a family. I mean, like buddies, like pals. I want to know everything there is to know about you guys. I already know a little bit. For example, you're Scott Lincoln, running back. He ran for 287 yards last season. Latter part of the year, developed a rash. Ran up the back of your legs, gave you a little bit of trouble. You went to the doctor, he gave me some ointment, you put it on. Eventually, it cleared right up, right? And I want to know more.
What else do you want to know?
I want to know what you fellas do when you're not playing football. You must be, Walter Jones, right? Walter, stand up. Boy, you're a big one. What do you come in there, about 280? Tell me, you have any hobbies, Walter?
No.
Just football. That's good. That's focused. That's really dedicated. Tell me, Walter, do you have a nickname?
Yes.
Good. What do they call you, son?
Rabies.
Okay. You can go ahead and sit down there, Walter. I know you guys probably think I'm from the old school, but I think young. I'll tell you one thing, I'm not the kind of coach that's going to be sitting on the bench while you guys are out there sweating blood. I'll be out there with you, right down on the turf, checking out the other side, looking for holes in their defense, calling the plays as I see them. I'll tell you something, boy, after almost 50 years of playing this game, I feel sharper than ever. You know what I'm saying here? I don't feel like I'm in the twilight of my career. I'm here to work, you understand? I've been watching your game film. Let me tell you something. Everything we need to have a winning team is right here in this room. You want to give me a hand there, Rabies? You know what this year is? I'll tell you what this year is. Turn me around to face the team, will you? This is the year of the Jackal!
Yeah!
I'll tell you guys, we're going straight to the top. I can't believe it. This is more exciting than I ever thought it would be. You guys are going to be a winning team.
Hey, you know something? We say we go to lunch. My treat. Are you with me? Yeah. Are you with me?
Yeah.
I said, are you with me?
Quiet around here.
Not so bad. No one's bothering me. No one's asking for half my sandwich. No one's licking a cupcake wrapper in front of me. God, I miss him.
Me too. You know, imagine how he feels. At least we have each other. It's got to be a lot worse for him.
Hey, hi, Penny. Yeah, is Coach Van Damme there? He's out to lunch, huh? No message. Thanks.
This is great merchandise. Hey, send one of these Jackal sweatshirts to my great aunt Gertrude.
What size?
I don't know. I never saw her standing up. Oh, this is cute. The official Jackal PJs with the furry feet. Similar those to Hayden. Door's always open. Hey, Bert, come on in. Sit down. Take a load off.
Penny, could you excuse us for a moment?
Sure. I'll get this order in right away, Coach Van Damme.
Thank you, dear. Boy, she's a peach. What can I do for you, Bertram?
I just received a very strange phone call. You didn't by chance run into a Coach Freeman from Harrison College today, did you?
Yeah, at lunch. Nice guy. We were eating at the same restaurant.
You went to lunch with the team?
Sure did. What?
Well, the NCAA just called. Apparently, Coach Freeman notified them because he said he saw you pick up the check for the entire team. You didn't buy lunch for the entire team, did you?
Don't worry about it, Bert. It wasn't any big deal. The most expensive thing was like $7.95.
Oh, my God. Luther, don't you know that buying a player anything, even a lunch, is a direct violation of the NCAA code?
Well, I never thought of that, Bert. I mean, it was my first day. I was just trying to make an impression.
Oh, you made an impression, all right. We are going to be put on probation. This disqualifies us for any postseason games. Scholarships are going to be revoked. None of our games can be televised. And who in the hell would want to play for a school that's the laughingstock of the whole league? In one day, you have single-handedly destroyed a program I worked 15 years to build.
It was mostly pastas and salad.
I want you out!
Coach? How come you're using Luther's mug?
I don't know. It was just there. I grabbed it.
That's nice. Oh, you love that mug. You used to let Quincy drink out of it.
Have you looked over those resumes I gave you?
Not yet, Howard.
You've got to stop stalling. We have to hire a replacement for Luther.
Luther and I were together for 28 years, Howard. Give us a week at least.
You're right, Hayden. I'm sorry. I know how hard this is for you. I know you miss Luther and everything. We all do. Maybe this will make it easier for you. Think of him as dead.
Howard.
Look, Hayden. We won the national championship this year. We have a chance to hire someone really terrific. And if we do, the boosters will love him. The alumni will love him. And I'll be happy.
And nobody will care.
Well, I'm going to start interviewing tomorrow. I advise you to start caring.
I guess we're going to get a new defensive coordinator.
I guess.
Wonder how Luther's doing.
I don't know. I spoke to him on Monday. Seemed pretty happy.
Yeah?
Besides, I wanted to give him a week, you know, by himself and let him make his own decisions. I mean, geez, Dauber, this is a guy who used to call me at 6 in the morning and ask me if I thought he needed an umbrella.
Coach, let's go see him.
Now?
Yeah. Sure, let's just jump in a car and drive over there. We'll surprise him.
Yeah?
Yeah, hey, you'll love it. Won't it be great to see Luther in command?
Said this is Ed Coach's office.
Oh, where's the pretty secretary?
He's probably got on a bacon cheeseburger run.
Coach, shh. Listen. He's in there.
That must be his private bathroom.
What are you doing?
Well, you wanted to surprise him.
1, 2, 3.
Surprise!
We thought you were a friend.
This is the way you treat friends?
Coach Heffler, what's going on?
How'd these guys get in here?
I'm sorry, I just went to the ladies' room.
Maybe I should.
Isn't this the head coach's office?
Yes, it is.
Well, where's Luther?
Coach Van Damme doesn't work here anymore. He was fired.
When?
The first day he was here.
What happened?
He took the team out to lunch and paid for them. I thought it was sweet.
Oh, God.
Do you know where he is? We haven't heard from him.
Well, one of the players saw him a few days ago, and I think he said Coach Van Damme was managing a golf course.
I missed. Can I try again?
Okay, that's it. 18th hole. Game over. Back to playing. Come again.
Please, Mr. Putz.
Okay. Life's tough. Follow the blue line of your car. Thanks for playing. Drive carefully.
This isn't even a real golf course.
What gave it away, Doc?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, come on, Doc. Let's get out of here. I can't handle this.
We can at least say hello.
Do you want to say hello to somebody when you're polishing golf balls dressed in a lumberjack outfit?
Hey, you kids, get out from back there to act, so put your eye out.
Come on. Out.
Hi, Luth.
Great course. Looks tricky.
Excuse me. Can we play through?
Oh. Yeah. Why didn't you guys tell me you're coming? I'd had my secretary arrange a tour of the campus. I'm just filling in here, you know, for a friend. For a couple of hours, he had an accident. Fell on his putter.
He went by the school. We know what happened. Oh. Luth, it's been a week. He could have called us.
Oh, sure. Guess what, Hayden? I got fired my first day. Don't you think I was humiliated enough? What was I supposed to do, go crawling back to Minnesota State? I may have lost my job, Hayden, but I still have my dignity. There you go. Free dinner, free game, knock yourselves out.
Thanks, Putz.
That's Mr. Putz. Boy, that was painful.
Yeah, for all of us. Luth, you shouldn't be doing this. You're a football coach, damn it.
Not anymore, I'm not, Hayden. I screw up everything I do.
Song was good.
Luther. How many times do I have to tell you you're the best damn defensive coordinator I've ever had? I can't go out there on the field without you.
Come on, Luther, come back with us.
No, I can't. I quit in front of everybody. I can't face him now. What does a man have if he didn't have his pride?
So that's what this is all about, pride? That's what got you into this in the first place, Luth. I mean, pride made you take a job that you never should have taken? I seem to remember not too long ago somebody making a speech about finding out who they really are. Is this who you really are? I guess it is. This is who Luther Van Damme really is. Mr. Putz! Come on, Jarver.
Who cares? I'm a football coach!